Maseches Kilayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Base, 5:2. This Mishnah considers the question of what happens if a vineyard is planted with the rows of vines too close together that one can't harvest and plow in such a vineyard in the normal way. That is to say, we've said that the minimum distance between vines should be dal ramos, 4 amos, about 2 meters, so that the plow with the pulled by the cow and the wagon pulled by the cow get in there, so one can do plowing and harvesting of the grapes, etc. So if the vines are too close together, then one can't treat it like a normal vineyard. The question then is, if one has a too densely packed rows of vines in the vineyard, if that undermines its status as a vineyard because it doesn't function like a vineyard, and it just becomes a collection once again of individual vines that wouldn't require a distancing of dalet amos around the entire area. So the Mishnah says, Kerem shu natua al pachos pachos ma'arba amos. What happens if you have a vineyard and the rows of the vines are planted at a distance of each one less than 4 amos from the next? Rabbi Shimon Omer ino kerem. Rabbi Shimon says, since you can't treat it like a kerem because you can't get the plow inside there, etc., with the cows, so then it's not a kerem. Each vine is an individual vine. It's just a collection of vines. Kind of like the Arbuvia case in the previous Mishnah. Lots of vines, but not a legal kerem. Chum omrim, the chum disagree, and they say it is a kerem. Varoen es amtios, you look at the emtsa'i, the middle rows, meaning, let's say, for example, you have row 1, 2, and 3, and row 1 and 3 are at least 4 amos apart, but there's row 2 between them, making, you know, between 1 and 2 is less than 4 amos, and between 2 and 3 is also less than 4 amos. So then you just look at it as if that middle row is just firewood, row 2 is just firewood, it doesn't count as a vineyard or anything like that, and then the entire vineyard now regains its status as being a vineyard, and one must distance 4 amos from around the perimeter of such a vineyard. So again, the Chum Omrim, kerem, it is a kerem. Varoen es emtios, you look at the middle vines, kilu enon, as if they're not there at all. They don't count. And that being the case, it is a vineyard.